Early Break. Sponsored by Nebco and Anderson Ford. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Thornton, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at Nebco.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out online at concreteindustries.com or nebcoinc.com. Also sponsor of Hour 3, our friends at Anderson Ford, the sandwich of Lincoln, 27th and I-80 and 33rd and Yankee Hill. All the Fords you could ever want.
Every Ford.
Lots of inventory. Great people.
Stop out. I said, stop out for the consultation of the vehicle. Get a chance to take it for a drive. That's the difference right there. That is the difference. And also now everything's so nice. Used to be kind of look for cars. We have to do this like, kind of, well, I'm going to go over to the lot and take a look. You can check it all out online.
Some of those websites are incredible.
They're incredible. So it's a whole different world now. And that's where Anderson Ford has separated themselves.
Well, and Mike Anderson is regal. I mean, he's a famous Nebraska player, ex-player, linebacker, and he's just, I don't know, there's something about him that shouts Nebraska.
Shouts.
What would that be?
Yeah.
He's from Grand Island. Yeah. Just he has a Midwestern way.
Just kind. He's pleasant. Kind.
Pleasant, but firm.
He would have been
there. We go.
Trusting.
But he had a take from the game last night, but he enjoyed watching that
but
game
But he wouldn't
last
be
night.
Overbearing.
No, like not us. At all. He wouldn't be, he wouldn't be making a bunch of... He wouldn't be as upset as Jake is right now with CBS Sports.
Kyle Boone.
Yes, he'd not be upset with him.
Yep.
He'd be more level-headed.
Yes. What else you got, Jake?
Well, before we get to our power rankings here, we did get a package from our good friend Husker Mike in Waterloo.
Yes, thank you.
With letters, says, Jake Sippen, Coach, I hope you enjoy these three-way flashlights with a magnetic...
Oh. So there's something. Some magnetism?
I have one in my car and use it often. I didn't know how Connor spelled his name, so the fourth one has... Just a ticket on it, but it is for him. Is he your name?
Yeah, Connor's got his.
Oh, this is yours. This says Bill on it. This is Bill.
Hold it. Oh, there's names
on it? There's names on him, yeah.
Where the heck? Oh, Jake.
Here.
How about that?
Here, pass. You have yours, Sip.
I didn't even see that.
Thanks for the laughter and knowledge you provide.
Who do you have? What's he got? What's Connor?
Does it say 937 on it? Oh, he has yours, Sip.
Sip, you guys change that out.
Connor has yours.
There's my name. That is awesome.
He says, thank you, and this is for the breakers. Warm regards. Yeah, turn it on.
See that.
Very bright.
The best thing that Steve has noticed is that we can pull people over. We can impersonate an officer.
Stick it out.
Yeah, we can
sure they like that.
Yeah, flashing red light.
There we go. Look at that.
Imagine that. I'm telling you right now, if someone put that outside the window at night, I'm pulling over.
Yeah,
sure.
I know.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
But. Yeah.
Thank you to Husker Mike for that. Sip's going to get his proper...
Thank
flashlight
you.
From Connor. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, man, this is going right in my truck. I can't wait.
Mike is a very, very loyal listener and a very kind gentleman at that, too.
He bought Pop-Tarts, too.
He did?
Yes.
Thank you, Mike. Did we go see McSafety this week at all? Did we see McSafety last week at all?
Well, McVay and Safety.
I don't think we saw McSafety at all last week.
This is very interesting. I just thought about that. McSafety, mark yourself safe, because right now we're concerned.
We did not see him at all last week.
No, he's not ice fishing now.
At a casino.
Yeah.
McSafety.
We gotta get to the casino for the
where he had a big buffet.
They were going to a buffet at the casino.
He got stuffed at the buffet.
McSafety, you've not been here for probably a month.
Feels like it.
Yes.
Same for Greg too.
Yes.
Greg is. I don't know what.
Yeah,
the
where's
deal
McVay
is.
Been?
I don't know.
No.
He's got a lot going on with his
the project.
Well, we saw John last week, but not McSafety or Greg.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, you're right.
Okay, it is time, without further ado, for our final edition of Big Ten Football Power Rankings for the year.
Spreadsheet is ready in South Dakota, I hope.
Should we get some music up here?
Yes. I like a little background.
We have our standings ahead of us. That does not mean that's where the rankings will be. The standings just stay where they ended up. We can agree and disagree on where they should be, but we go 1-6 and then bottom... 18 to 13, then we do the middle. That's how we do this.
Oh, 1 to 6.
On the power rankings. So with no hesitation at all, we love to have the Indiana Hoosiers at numero uno.
Easy.
Number one.
Easy.
Indiana.
How about that? Indiana's a top.
I think there's a battle, though, at number two.
Okay.
It's not simple as either Oregon or Ohio State. Oregon has more wins. They advanced further in the playoff than Ohio State.
I'm going Ducks.
Ooh, now wait
semifinals.
A second.
I'm going Ducks.
Ohio State's 9-0 in the league.
Yes. However, Ducks went one more game.
I'm going Ducks. I'm going Ducks. We're not going just off of record. We can't just be that. If not, it's done.
Right.
I'm going Ducks. They went to the semis.
Is there a conversation to be had or not, Jake?
Oh, there's a conversation. But
you're Ducks, though?
I am going Ducks because they went one more round in the playoff than Ohio State. That is why.
Now, in a head-to-head situation, what are we doing?
What's that?
What are we doing? Head-to-head. Oregon, Ohio State.
Because you're taking the Buckeyes?
Well, who are you taking?
Yeah. I'm taking the Ducks.
If they played right now?
Yeah,
I'm
taking the Ducks.
I'm not sure I would.
I'm taking the Ducks.
Well, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Yeah, I'm taking
Jake,
the Ducks.
That's a problem. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Here's what I'm going to say. Ohio State scored 10 against Indiana, and then what did they score against Miami? Like 10 again? So you just said Miami doesn't have an offense to win this, and they got beat but Miami beat Ohio
State. My stance on Miami's offense is simple. They had the offense to get to the national title game, not the offense to win it.
I'm sticking with it.
Okay with it. Are you okay?
We're going Oregon? Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. The videos disappeared out of nowhere, so I'm sorry
Ducks
about that.
Ducks are at two.
Ohio State's got to be three.
Yes.
Ohio State is three.
Now we got another dilemma. Who are you? I'm
going to Iowa.
Iowa.
I'm going Iowa at four.
Yeah.
I'm going Iowa at four.
I think that is the proper selection. Yeah, Michigan would not.
No.
Now, USC beat Iowa.
I'm still going Iowa at four.
Head to head? You're not?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Is that at USC? Good game, road game.
Rainy.
Nope, I'm going Iowa.
Neutral site. I'm taking Iowa.
I thought that neutral site, and I'm going that last game.
Remember, Iowa blew a 21-7 lead at USC.
Super impressed with Iowa just hammering Vanderbilt.
Who you putting five? Who are we putting five?
Easy.
Is it easy?
Well,
it's either Michigan or USC.
Oh, it's definitely not Michigan. It's USC.
I think USC.
Yeah.
Five. Now
we have one more before we go to the bottom.
Now you have to put Michigan six because there's no other team. They're 7-2 in the league. You can't put 5-4.
I can't put Washington or Illinois.
No, you can't
ahead
do
of
it.
No, I'm going to
do
it.
So Michigan's
that.
At six.
Think about that. Michigan six, and you could argue they could be somewhere in that 4-6 range, and with what was going on, imagine if they had a focused head coach Imagine what
you
that.
Sharon Moore wasn't focused.
No, imagine what that would have been like.
What was the giveaway there?
Yeah,
at halftime.
One of the unbelievable scandals of all time, and they still at that. Thank God for Biff.
Yes. Thank okay. God for so, Biff. Jake, to recap.
Yeah, give us the top six, sip, please.
Thank you, Jake. Yeah. Indiana won. They wear the crown. Yeah. The Indiana Hoosiers. Yeah. 2025 stool champion.
Stool champion.
And national champion.
You know what? Let's send that to him. I'd like to send that to him.
We could have a trophy, a stool
of just a three-legged stool.
Yes.
And on top of it, we'll engrave that they are the champion of the three-legged. Yeah, and we'll send that to Cignetti.
Yes.
Yes.
We could do that. Trophy yes. shop.
If there's somebody can help make us that, that would be great.
It's three figures.
Yes.
It's going to cost us.
It's going to cost us some money.
You're doing a speech, though. You could probably cover it. Let's see here.
That's the bottom.
Oregon 2.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
Oregon 2 with some debate, but I'm okay with it. Ohio State a clear 3.
Yes.
Iowa gets 4, even though they're 6-3 compared to the 7-2 teams
sticking
below
with
them.
Finish strong.
Iowa 4.
Same overall record.
USC 5. I call that a pedestrian USC team that still finished 7-2. Michigan 6. So there you go.
Okay. We go bottom up.
18-13 here. So no, it's got to be Purdue. Purdue was 0-9. They did not win a single game.
You can't do
16.
18. Oh, yeah, 17.
18.
Yeah,
18. 18.
Yeah. Okay. Number 17 is either Michigan State or Maryland. Maryland did not win a game since September, so I think it has to be.
You got to go that.
The Maryland fate was special this year, losing.
Jake, is that Jake?
They lost 8 straight games to end the year.
Did Jake coin that term, Maryland fate? I feel like he might have.
And it came on strong, and I agree. I'd like to push back, but I can't.
Okay, then who?
And Michigan State's got to be 15.
I think Michigan State's got to be 16.
Yeah,
this is kind of like chalk. Don't like that. Now, the next one, though, has got to be Rutgers.
Yep.
Not Wisconsin.
Okay, that's 15.
I'm going Rutgers at 15.
Because their defense was so bad.
Yes. Then you'd have to go.
Then you probably UCLA then after that, right?
See, I would go I'm with Jake on that. I'm going UCLA.
Yep, 14.
At 14.
And then you got to go Wisconsin.
Yep.
You got to.
You have to.
At 13.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. And Wisconsin had just a life-saving situation to win. They stormed the field twice, and they only won two games.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools, and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at weightwatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.
Conference. And they did, though. They beat, who was it, Washington? Who was
and Illinois.
In Illinois.
So, but I'm looking, right, we have the standings pulled up here, and it's amazing. It has the points for and points against on the season. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin had 81 points in conference play.
That's really
good. The lowest near that was Purdue at 130.
That's 81.
They had 80, and they 50s. Gave up. They gave up 211. On the season, they scored 154. The lowest, compared to that, is 218 by UCLA. So 60 points, 70 points less than the next person, next team.
Jeez, Nebraska.
They had no offense this year.
Nebraska at 204 is not great, by the way. No. 204 points.
Okay,
not great.
So now we've reached the middle, 7 through 12.
Okay.
I think you go Washington or Illinois at 7.
I'm going to probably go Washington.
Impressive win over Boise to close out.
Yeah. Illinois, pretty impressive to beat Tennessee.
That was a nice win.
Ooh. At Music City Bowl. It's true. In Nashville.
This is a toss-up here. This is a toss-up.
I'm going with the Bielemas.
Okay.
Going Illinois.
Illinois 7, I'm fine with that.
It's close.
Yes.
Then we're going 8. 8 would be Washington.
Yeah. Okay, 9. Okay, now we're down to Minnesota, Nebraska, Northwestern.
And one more.
And Penn State.
Yes. I think Nebraska's last of those ones. I think Nebraska's at 12.
Ooh,
They
beat Northwestern.
Northwestern had a nice bowl win.
Northwestern came on. Yeah,
they beat Central Michigan.
They beat freaking Central Michigan.
It's a good Central Michigan team.
I can't put Northwestern ahead of Nebraska.
Okay, fine.
I'm just going to tell you right now at 10. We're doing this.
We got to get 9. We get 9 first. Washington's 8. We got to get 9. So 9 could be Penn State.
Oh, I thought 9 was Illinois.
No.
Nope. No, that's 7. Yeah. 7 was Illinois.
Okay.
7 was Washington. Is 8.
God, I'm also, okay, gotcha. Okay,
yeah. So we got to get 9 here. It's probably between Minnesota
and Penn State. Maybe?
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, if they're playing though, if they play today, I'm taking Penn State.
The problem is you have to reward record at some point in this conversation.
Agreed. And Minnesota.
Minnesota at 9?
Yeah. 9.
All right.
Yeah. You have to go results. Then okay. Penn State 10.
Okay. So yeah. Then okay.
Yeah.
10, now Penn you're down State. To 2.
So it goes Nebraska, then Northwestern?
Yep. 11 Nebraska.
All right.
Yeah.
It's not where you want to be, by the way.
Hold it now. You're just going straight head-to-head, not how they finished? How did Northwestern? I mean, they're identical, right?
But look at points.
Points given up, right?
Yeah, but points four. I can't.
They're very similar teams. Just go,
I mean, can't do it.
They're identical.
I can't do it.
And then, but the head-to-head that was home at Nebraska, that's a coin flip.
And it was a close
game. Do we actually flip a coin?
I don't have a coin on me. Do you have a
Connor,
coin?
Connor, do you have a coin?
Who has a coin?
I don't have one.
We need a coin, Connor. I need a nickel or a dime or a quarter.
Anything you can flip, really.
Yes. Yes, we need a coin. Connor's looking around. He has no money. He's looking in his pockets relentlessly.
There's not much change anymore at this point.
Change doesn't appear much anymore.
It's a card society.
Yes.
Apple Pay society. Yeah.
I don't have Apple Pay.
So I think we have to go Nebraska, though. Nebraska beat him. If it comes down to a coin toss, Nebraska.
There's a coin.
Was a home game.
There's a coin. What is that? That's not a coin.
It's obviously going to land No, we're not doing that.
I think it's Nebraska.
I'll go Nebraska 11. Yeah.
Okay.
Nebraska.
So, Jake, recap the. I'll give a comment, I suppose, on Unless, Bill, we want to do that.
Jake does the comments
you
now.
You do the comment. Now, you're going I go bottom to the top.
We're going bottom up. Steve, you read. Jake, comment.
Okay.
Hang on. Here we go.
I'm prepared.
Okay, bottom up. Purdue 18.
Drew Brees.
Maryland 17.
Stephon Diggs.
16, Michigan State.
Javon Ringer.
Ringer.
Whoa.
Coming off the edge?
Didn't see that one coming.
Coming off the edge.
Yeah.
15, Rutgers.
Ethan Kaliakmanis.
You just said Kaliakmanis. I couldn't even say that name.
14, UCLA.
Mojo Maurice Jones-Drew.
Okay, yes.
Running back. 13 is Wisconsin.
Let's go linebacker. Chris Borland, early retirement from the NFL.
Oh, man,
Chris
Borland. Good. I coached him. What a dude.
You coached Borland?
Yeah, I did.
Didn't seem that long ago. 13, Wisconsin. 12, Northwestern.
First-round draft pick, Rashawn Slater. Often injured for the Chargers. Left tackle, Rashawn Slater.
First-rounder.
11, Nebraska.
Kyle Vandenbosch.
I thought you were going Kyle Larson.
Could have.
Larchwood, Iowa. Yeah. 10, Penn State.
Larry Johnson.
Larry.
Lojo. 9, Minnesota.
Eric Decker.
Decker
went to the Jets.
And the Broncos.
He married like a singer. What was her name? Look that up.
Oh, yeah. Connor. You're right.
Yeah, he married it.
Don't know that one. 8, Washington.
That would be Mark Brunell.
I like it.
7, Illinois.
Jeff George.
Thank you. Bailing out there.
George could sling it. Man, he had a strong
arm. Could throw it. Threw it for the Vikings.
6, Michigan.
Just upset Nebraska fans. Ernest Hausman from Columbus, Nebraska, yes. Michigan.
Thank you.
He's retired
from football.
Yes. USC, 5.
Lendale White.
Ooh, Lendale White. I like that. I was thinking Charles White.
Well, both are beautiful.
Yes.
Iowa, 4.
The late, great Niall Kinnick.
Kinnick. 3, Buckeyes.
David Boston.
The
big receiver.
Definitely on roids.
Oh, was he, you think?
Oh, yeah.
One hundo?
Yeah.
Okay, 2, the Ducks.
Marcus Mariota.
Okay. Frosty would appreciate that. Indiana, 1.
Antoine Randall L. Oh. And don't forget, King Signetti.
Sigs. Did you see the one thing the girl had a t-shirt on? It was like a Marlboro shirt.
Yes.
And it said Sigs on it. Had like one
that
of those.
That was good. That was, God dang, you didn't see. I wondered if you saw that.
I couldn't imagine.
Start looking up things and just buying all the Signetti gear I can find.
Imagine if you were Sigs. And what was it? Jesse James.
Jesse James. Yes. Thank you.
Can you imagine if you're Sigs and you're just walking off the field and you're 64 years old and there's some girl wearing a Marlboro shirt and it says Sigs on it?
Yeah, you're doing pretty good. Sigs is doing pretty good right now. Now, here's a question I have. Are the Breakers, is there any sentiment that we're overdoing it with Indiana?
No. They just went 16-0 and won the national title. Okay. We're probably underdoing it right now.
I was just asking the
question. If it was Alabama, Georgia, it'd be like First of all, if this was Georgia beating TCU 3 or 4 years ago, we'd have talked about the game for about 10 minutes.
Right.
That'd have been it. Kind of 10 minutes.
That's why I was sick of it.
Yeah. Jake was...
I don't need to see rematches.
You got so tired of the SEC.
Yeah, it was. This is boring.
And how about this one, though? You see it on social media hourly like that. NIL in the portal. It's ruined college football. Then you turn the TV on. How about some of the games we had? How about what was that?
Ole Miss Miami was awesome.
What was that like? What was Ole Miss Georgia like?
That was great too.
There was some games. And someone goes, well, that game wasn't very good. There's been horrible games since the history of time.
Yep.
And it's been really good. Now, is there some interesting things to it? Yeah. And there's absolutely. How about this one? Did you not enjoy Signetti at halftime? When he just says, well, there's been 3 personal fouls against the quarterback.
And
not one of them has been called. And guess who has to, if that's the NFL, he's going to get monitored. Goodell's talking to him and get fined. Will he get fined? Probably not, because who's monitoring him?
Not nobody.
The Big Ten. That's it.
And he won.
He's only monitored by the Big Ten. And he'll just get slap on the hand, don't do that. What?
Comment here from Lori and Kevin, who do the spreadsheet in Sioux Falls.
Oh, thank you. Can we laminate this final one?
Lori says, I hate to say it, but looking at the spreadsheet, Nebraska had quite the fade this year.
Yeah, what'd she say?
Walk us through it. Well, we had them as high as four, didn't we?
I think they were fourth or fifth at one point.
11 is not where you want to be.
No. And that was arguable. I mean, they lost. They
won put a 12.
They won a one-score game at home against Northwestern, who finished the same, and Northwestern won their bowl game, right?
Remember, Dylan completed four passes on that drive. They're tough throws.
It was a great drive.
Yeah. Tough throws.
Yeah.
So
people forget that about Dylan.
There's our power rankings. Our final one of the we'll do basketball, especially since Nebraska's on top of the league.
Is there a way, could she maybe send that to us email? I'd like to get that laminated.
You know, the question I have about this national title game before we go to break, it's going to be hard to top it in terms of compelling. It's going to be really hard to top.
Next to impossible because of the storyline was so, I mean, like I said, we started talking about quarterback, wanted to go to Miami, wasn't offered. Comes back to the home game is back there. His dad played with the head coach. Oh, it's Indiana, worst team in the history of college football. I mean, it just goes
going
on.
For their first national title.
It goes on and on and on.
Right.
Of the storylines that just
it's gonna be hard to top. That theater was really strong last night.
She says Nebraska was the highest at sixth in our.
Oh, as high as sixth.
Never fourth,
I thought we got
sixth.
It to four. Okay, gotcha.
Please send us the spreadsheet. The laminate.
If we get that, we'd like to laminate that now, and I'll have it up in my basement. Yes.
And I wonder if we should get a stool trophy for six.
Can someone look, if they can find, maybe someone can find like at a stool, maybe at a thrift store or something.
Yes, we'll need a
three-legged stool, then we'll get a
plaque. We love you, Sigs.
We'll get a plaque on top of it, and we'll mail it to him. The stool champion.
When we come
back, Big Ten stool champion.
The Dolphins are a bunch of morons, but you can't hurt me because Nebraska ball's on top. Why are the Dolphins morons? That's next on Early Break in the Ticket.